I'd like to add my happy Christmas to George's. And in case you don't know who I am, my name is Craig. I'm the senior minister here. And it's a great joy to be with you here this morning. Now, I need four volunteers, please. Four volunteers to be shepherds this morning. Any volunteers, no matter what age you are? Yep, Joanne. Now, come down the front here with Georgia, or just down the front here. And Georgia's going to help. Yes? Come on down, Armin. We need two more volunteers to be shepherds. Fran? Yeah? Okay, here we go. Now all of us are going to participate this morning in what's happening now. And we're going to hear the story of the birth of Jesus from Luke chapter 2. Now, as we go through this, there is one thing that will be said three times. One thing three times. So take note, that's very important for us this morning. Now, so far in Luke, big things have been happening. God is on the move again. Two babies have been promised, and one has come. John the Baptist has arrived, and he's the one who'll prepare the way for the Lord. Excitement is growing. At the end of Luke chapter 1, we're left thinking, how will the Messiah be born? He's the second baby coming. How will he be born? Luke 2 gives us the answer. See, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a law. And the law was that everyone had to be listed in the whole Roman world. And this list was about working out for the Romans how many people there were, so they would know how much money they would get. All about power and wealth. And this list happened before Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so everyone went to their hometown to be listed. Joseph, he also went. He went from Galilee in the north of Israel. He went up to Bethlehem. And here's what happened. He came from the north to the south, went down that way, but he went up further above sea level, from Nazareth up to Bethlehem. And he went there because he belonged to the house and line of David. David, the town of David, Bethlehem. And Joseph went there with Mary. And Mary and Joseph were engaged. And Mary was expecting a baby. And while they were there, Mary had her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in an animal trough. And Mary did that because there was no room for them in the guest room. And while this was happening, nearby there were shepherds in the fields. Shepherds, this is your time. Come on down. Now, it was night, and they were looking after their sheep. So look after your sheep. You never know, they're going to run away. And then an angel of the Lord appeared before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were very, very afraid. Be afraid, be afraid. But the angel said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because I have good news of great joy that will be for all the people. See, today, don't be afraid, because today in the town of Bethlehem, the town of David, a Saviour has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in an animal trough. Lying in an animal trough. Now, the angel gave the shepherd that sign because in Bethlehem there would have been lots of babies. Lots of babies wrapped in cloth, but only one, lying in a feed trough. Well, then, suddenly, a whole host of the heavenly army appeared. And guys, you're the heavenly army, okay? And they glorified God and said together this, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those favored by God. Well done, heavenly army. And then they left. And as that happened, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go and see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off. Okay, hurry off. They went to Bethlehem, they hurried off, and they found both Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feeding trough. And having seen the child, they went and told everyone what they had seen. They told everyone what the angel had said about this child. They told everyone that this child is the Savior, Christ the Lord. Okay, shepherds, do your stuff. Tell everyone. And everyone who heard it were amazed. Be amazed. Be amazed. Be amazed. But in big contrast, Mary, she treasured these things. She kept thinking about them over and over in her heart. And then the shepherds returned. Oh, you're back already. Well done. They came back glorifying and praising God, and they did that because everything was as they had been told. They praised God for everything they had heard and seen because it was just as they had been told. Now, when Jesus was 8 days old, he was circumcised. That's the Jewish law. And he was given the name Jesus. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. And that makes sense, doesn't it? Jesus is the Savior, Christ the Lord. And that was the name that the angel had given for the baby before Mary had become pregnant. That's how the Messiah was born. That's what happened soon afterwards. Now, who's been listening carefully? What's been said three times this morning from Luke chapter 2? If you're not quite sure, you might have a Bible there. I said something three times. Yeah, that was said once. Don't be afraid, was said three times. That right, it was. Thank you. It was where the baby was to be born. Where he was placed, in the feeding trough. And like I said, that was so the shepherds knew which baby was the Messiah. Lots of babies, but only one in the feeding trough, the sign. Now, sometimes a feeding trough is called a manger, or away in a manger. Now, that sounds a bit better, doesn't it, than away in a feeding trough? But that's what it was. It was a feeding trough. And like I said, that was to make sure the shepherds got it right, and so we get it right as well. When anything's repeated, we're meant to think, take notice, take notice. And the point of it is this. It was so the shepherds knew this child is the one. It is for us to know as well that this child is the one. This child is the Savior. This child is a Savior who's come to bring peace with God. See, we're at enemies. Naturally, we are enemies of God. He's come to bring peace with God. He's the Savior. And he can do that because he is the Messiah, the promised one in the Old Testament. He's finally arrived. He's the Savior King. But he's just not an earthly king. The one who's come is the Savior, the Messiah or Christ, who is the Lord. See, Caesar Augustus was not the Lord. He thought he was. Only this baby is the Lord of all. And he will rule forever, unlike Caesar Augustus or any other ruler. And the Savior, the saving that this child would bring, much better than any saving or ruling that Caesar Augustus could bring. And so therefore, this child is good news. Good news for the people back then, and it's good news for us. It is gospel for us. Peace with God is now available. Someone's coming has now arrived. to make things right. But how will he do that? How did he do that? Well, he would do that by serving. So what does an animal feeding trough do?
He
eats out of it, that's right. The animals eat out of it. So the animal, the feeding trough serves the animals, don't they? And being placed in that trough indicates that Jesus will serve and he will save and rule by serving. His whole life was about serving. He was not born in a palace like the Roman rulers were. They came to be served. Jesus came to serve. And in the end, he would give his life to bring that peace with God. See, this child is the one. This child, born 2,000 years ago, is the one. And so what will our response be? Will we marvel at that? And what you did this morning, when you heard the news that this child is the one, as the shepherds told you the news, you marveled. But there's a contrast happening here. So the people who heard it from the shepherds, they just seemed to marvel for a moment. And then they forgot, it seemed. And we can do that sometimes as well, can't we? We can marvel at Jesus for a moment. Perhaps give our attention to Jesus once a year or once a week, but then we forget. The contrast between what the people did when they heard it and with what Mary did. What did Mary do? She kind of munched. She didn't eat the straw. She treasured these things and she kept pondering them in her heart. She began to treasure the news, began to treasure what this child was going to do. That's the response God wants from us today. And as you've heard the news this morning, you might be thinking, you know what? I've thought about Jesus before, but I think today is different. I want to know more. I want to munch and ponder more on Jesus. And if that's you, great that you're here. On the back table, there is this list of regular activities. There is this essential Jesus, the story of Jesus from Luke or by Luke. Take one of those. Talk to me afterwards. Love to help you munch on Jesus more and more. Because as we do that, we'll begin to marvel more and more, not just for a moment, but all the time. And will we convince more and more that this child really is the one? That's why Luke wrote his book about Jesus, to convince us, to reassure us that this child is the one. And so, as I finish here this morning, this child is the one. But is he your one? Is he your one and only? Your one and only Lord and Saviour? If he's not, then turn to him today. Begin to munch on him. Begin to treasure Jesus. And if he is your one and only Lord and Saviour, praise God and keep munching. Keep pondering. Keep treasuring Jesus in your heart because he really is the one. He really is the one. Happy to talk with you afterwards about that. Jesus is the greatest treasure ever. Came to bring that peace with God. And perhaps you come this morning realizing that. Well, make today the day you begin to be at peace with God. This child is the one. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you that Jesus is the one. And today, may we not marvel at Jesus just for a moment, but Father, either start or continue to munch on Jesus and keep pondering, keep realizing how great he is. That he is the Saviour, he is the Messiah, he is the Lord, he is good news. Father, may we treasure Jesus today more than ever. He came so we could have peace with you, a peace that will last forever. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.